I'm Will McHenry, the program associate at PONARS Eurasia, and with us today is Gulnaz Sharifudinova, a senior lecturer in the Russia Institute at King's College London. Gulnaz, welcome. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. What are you trying to explain in your current research project?
Thank you, Will. Currently I'm working on a book manuscript. And the main motivating puzzle or the question is, what explains Putin's phenomenal popularity? I sort of refer to it as Putin's magic in Russia, because he's been there for now how many, 18 years, or even more. And despite all the economic downturns and all the political ups and downs, people believe in him, and that faith, when you talk to Russians in focus groups or surveys, that faith sometimes seems to be even increasing in him as a leader of the country. So I'm trying to make sense of what are the reasons for it. And I found my answers in social psychology, in social identity theory. And so I use this concept of collective identity, which in Russia's case is actually national identity, and I look at how the current political regime has worked to make national identity central, salient to Russian citizens, so that people do not come from their personal selves or from their other collective selves, professional, gender, religion, but when they form their opinions about what's happening outside Russia and what's happening inside Russia, they come from the perspective of their national identity. So all Russians are thinking as representatives of the state. So when coming from that perspective, they view Putin as a leader who has shifted this national identity and the sense of belonging to Russia as a country from the place where people felt humiliation and shame for their country to the place where people feel pride and hope and a certain promise in their country. So the terms that I use that I have taken from social identity theory is secure and insecure identity. So he has taken a country or people, right? For each person, personal identity and collective or national identity are very psychologically important elements of how people think about themselves and the world around them. So he has provided this shift from insecure national identity to a secure national identity.
Is the importance of collective identity unique to Russia?
No, it's not unique to Russia at all. And I would say that playing with national feelings and making collective identities, national identities salient is used in many other countries in populist leaders. So I, for example, refer to Viktor Orban in Hungary, who is also known to build his popularity based on both collective memory of Hungary as a great country and finding enemies outside the country to explain the situation here, and to, again, you know, these promises of making, you know, Hungary great again, Russia great again, and America great again are in some ways building on similar psychological strategies of appealing to people's collective selves, making these collective identities centrally salient to how people form their judgments. So in that sense, it's not a unique phenomenon to Russia, but each context, each national context is very different, and Hungary has their own collective memories and build on their own experiences when Donald Trump appeals to you know, those elements in the American population that have been hurt by globalization, the narrative and the story is different. And when Putin appeals to population, in my analysis, he very much blends the collective memory of the Soviet system, when identities were, Soviet identity very much was built on a sense of exceptionalism of the Soviet Union on the one hand, and a sense of being surrounded by enemies, whether it was, you know, the Bolshevik Russia surrounded by the Western capitalist enemies, you know, World War II Russia attacked by the Nazi Germany, or the Cold War Russia that was surrounded by another, again, a capitalist world that has been struggling with the communist, with the socialist world. The enemy was always there, and this idea of besieged fortress, Russia as a besieged fortress, very much has returned. That's sort of one important element, sort of building on Soviet legacy, which is very particular to Russia, and building on a specific narrative about the 1990s, sort of where Russia is presented as a victim of, you know, transition, of transformation, of the Soviet collapse, and of integrating into the global economy and the global system in the manner that both the Russian leadership and the Russian people don't think was based on respect for Russia, say. So this, you know, the specificity of the context is also important. So while appeal to collective identities is not unique, but which specific memories and which specific experiences are activated to mobilize national identity, and in what ways it's mobilized, is very specific to a country.
Why is this subject important to you?
Well, actually, this is very much a personally driven project, because, you know, I come from Russia originally, and I am now a Western-based political scientist, but I keep very close links to Russia, to my relatives, to my friends in Russia. And in the last 10 years or so, I've been just confronted with the situation when the way that my friends and relatives understand the situation is very different from the way I understand the situation. So it was always a big personal challenge to me to make sense of why they think so differently and why they view situation so differently from me. So I needed to find my answers. And I think my quest for personal answers might be helpful, you know, might serve as a useful bridge to Western audiences who might be interested in also trying to understand why there is such a big gap, and, you know, the gap that brought the metaphor of Russia or Putin living in a different world,
yeah,
from the rest. And so it's why Russia is so different, why it might be looked as another world. I think there are important reasons, and, you know, it's those reasons and factors that I wanted to understand.
Fascinating. Thank you again for joining us for this podcast.
All right. Thank you very much, Will, for your questions.